KROQ 955, this is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. It's an all GDFL edition of The Wash Up, and yesterday, the upset, potentially, Anarchy 9963, East Geelong 4-14-38. Roos co-coach Chris Moore, good enough to join us. Maury, congratulations on the win, second win in 3 weeks for your boys after a tough first half of the season. Was that your best performance of the year in terms of the opposition you defeated?
Thanks for having me, Kingy. Oh, look, it was probably more pleasing than it was our best four-quarter performance of the year, which has been a long time coming. So, look, it was great to get over the line against East. I think they've showed this year that they're a quality side. So probably our best win of the year, I'd say, for sure.
Low-scoring scrap, I think 2 points in it at half-time. In the third quarter, you blow the game open, 6-1. What impressed you most about that third quarter?
Oh, look, it was perfect conditions all day. So the low scoring was just, both sides couldn't convert on the scoreboard. After halftime's been a big problem of ours. We've been in games up to our ears at halftime and been blown away ourselves in the third quarter. So it was nice to be on the other end of it. And, it was just a good even performance, and that was the most pleasing thing.
Bailey Ettridge, obviously, as we know, came across 3 weeks ago. He had the clearance dispute between North Shore and Lara, but he is an Anarchy junior, a one-pointer, and he's come to you to play out the season. How much of a handy addition has he been, and what's he brought to the group?
Well, he's so versatile. That's probably, as well as being the one-pointer, but we've got a point squeeze, so one-pointer was a great, but we can put Bailey anywhere, and he played... Spent time up forward, time on the ball, and he's quality when he gets the ball, and he's quick around the stoppages, and just something that we were lacking in those areas.
And a name that just sort of snuck in a bit under the radar, but he's played 8 games now and he's kicked 22 goals, is Daniel Harrison. We know he can kick goals. He's done it with West and Corio in the past, but a couple of goals yesterday. I know it's not a massive haul, but he just gives you a target.
He does, and what it also allows is, normally the number one defender goes to Harrow, so it allows other forwards to be able to get off the chain a little bit. But he's a warrior, Harrow. He just doesn't look like it, but he just keeps kicking goals, and he's a beaut.
You just have to look at your best players yesterday. The cream rose to the top. Phyllis, Wilson, Weagle, Brad Gerard. They're the guys that, I suppose, when you're playing well, they're playing well.
Yeah, look, it's one of those ones that they've all had fantastic years and, been in our best players a lot of times. So we were sort of aiming and we put it on probably our 14th to 22nd player yesterday to be able to make an impact and be able to bring something to the table. And we had young Alex Edwards, who's, probably only played 10 or 11 senior games, and he was fantastic for us. All over the ground, and he could have quite easily had his name best on ground. So that was more pleasing than the others, I'd say.
You've got 6 games to go, Corio in a couple of weeks' time, but you've got Inverleigh, Geelong West, Thompson, Winchelsea and Bannockburn. They did you no favours with that rolling draw, giving you the double ups.
The draw didn't help us, but we can only control the things that we can control, and our goal for the remaining games is shape the five. And get a few scalps and get a bit of momentum going into 2020. So, it is what it is. You can't hide from these sides. You just got to take them on and hopefully we get a few more on the back end.
Do you look to build the foundation a little bit for 2020 over the next 6 weeks?
Definitely. And we've been playing some kids in our side. Because we've got that point squeeze that I spoke about, it's getting some, rotating the threes and four pointers in just to see how they go at senior footy and sort of looking at them for the future and seeing how they fit into our side going forward.
Absolutely. Maury, well done. Congratulations. 2 wins in 3 weeks, but that's a massive scalp yesterday and may have put paid to the Eagles' chances of playing footy. Big one against Inverleigh last week. You probably owe them one for round two after pushing them to a goal and maybe a game you should have won earlier in the year. But good luck with that one. It's going to be a cracker.
I appreciate it, Kingy. Thanks a lot, mate.